Experience with Fanny Bolton. 1894. First part missing. Before a large family at the table, questions were asked in reference to my work. She stated that she was preparing all the manuscripts for Mrs. White, and it went under her name, but it was her production. Mrs. White was a very ignorant woman. She could not write and could not put two sentences together, but she made the articles, and Mrs. White had the credit of doing them. This was the most wicked falsehood that could be invented. I did not learn what she was about, undermining the confidence of the people in me, until our meeting in Corumbong that lasted 3 or 4 weeks. I had all my manuscript of very precious matter that our brethren solicited me to read before the meetings assembled. Every day I read long articles from my own pen that I could not get copied, because I had refused to have any connection with Fanny Bolton. Not any correction had been made in them by any person. But remarks were made concerning the precious matter, so rich in ideas and instruction. Near the close of the meeting, two ladies, sisters, came. They said they were glad I made the statement that I made in the meeting. Had I any objection to their seeing these articles? I told them no, but as they were unacquainted with my writing, they might not be able to read them readily. They returned them to me with an apology. They said, "I must see you and talk with you." I set a time, and then they explained that Fanny Bolton had sat at their table when they first embraced the truth, and there, before this large family, made the statement I have written. They said they asked her what she did to my writings. She answered that she made them all over. She said they were, much of them, her own writings, not mine, but I got the credit for them. "Now," said they, "we have seen, we have heard you read these manuscript articles. We have tested the matter by reading your writings quite readily." Her words were untrue. They had made so great an impression upon them, and many others that she had conversed with, that they had no confidence in me or my work, and would not read my books. I was bemoaning to Brother Starr that the matter I was reading had never had anything done to it. With much firmness he said, "Sister White, if you knew all that I know, you would understand that the Lord's hand has planned this whole matter. If ever I was thankful for anything, I thank God for this providence." At the close of the meeting, Sisters Malcolm came to me and said, "I am so glad to be here in this meeting. I knew comparatively nothing of your work until I came. And I wish to say, I am glad you read those articles just as you had them, without going through anyone's hands. I have something to say now, fearing I shall not see you again." Unfinished.